finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thank you for joining us here. Oh, I didn't think the microphone was on for a second. So I said it twice. Thank you, but it's okay. It is. Don't panic.
I'm not panicking.
Thanks for joining us, Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell, Chris Lehman, friend of mine, friend of yours. How are you?
I am excellent, thank you.
Welcome to the second hour of the break.
This chocolate is delicious.
Chocolate is delicious. We've got the chocolate out and about. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Live studio audience, thank you for joining us. Whoa. Live studio audience, simmer down.
They're all dead.
That's awkward, isn't it? Well, and she's still going on about the toilet tip jar. But anyway, thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. So I'm harping on about the Kwanzaa this year. I don't share that story, but anyway, I'm not sharing it off air. You know the story about Kwanzaa, and a family, a particular family member.
Yes.
So there you go. Happy New Year. Actually, it's too early to say. That's just not too early to say Happy New Year.
Oh, no.
It's the end of next week.
Sorry.
As you stuff your mouth full of chocolate on the microphone. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So how about you read us a novel with a mouthful of chocolate?
'Tis the season.
That is true. So, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, dominates the box office here locally and in the States as well. I wanted to quickly look up, though, how much it's actually made here locally.
I would imagine quite a bit.
$27.3 million.
That's quite a bit.
That's a lot. For Australian.
Just a little bit.
For Australian box office.
Especially in comparison to the other new releases.
It opened at $1.3 million.
Nice.
This weekend. But I want to see that movie. The Blier Family.
I need to go see...
La Femme Belia.
Belia. I need to go see Spectre, though, because...
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't even know it was coming out until, like, a couple days before it did.
Yeah, it was really, really undersold. Spectre this year. It's not as big as Skyfall. I've heard really meh things about Spectre, though.
I don't know, Skyfall was pretty good. I like Skyfall.
And that Adele song, See Your Eyes. Well, I'm not doing that.
I didn't necessarily like the song.
Really? I loved the song.
I mean, like, not saying anything about Adele. She's excellent. I just thought the song was kind of boring.
You're saying stuff about me.
Wow.
That was really loud.
But like in comparison to Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
Is just infinitely better.
Yes, absolutely. But Star Wars, dominating the... Getting back to that, moving off Goldfingers.
Yes. Back onto...
It rocked $27.1 million at its 4,134 locations across the US in its seventh day of release.
Ooh, nice.
Still, it's racked up $391 million in its first week domestically in the US. I've heard a figure, I don't know if it's in this article, but I heard a figure that it racked up nearly over half a billion worldwide. It actually doesn't. But I did hear that, and that was according to Box Office Mojo, so I did get that from somewhere as well. It obliterating the record set by Avatar, which also had the Christmas week record before it at 11.2 million.
That's significantly higher.
As in Avatar the Blue People movie, not Avatar the Last Airbender.
there was never an Avatar The Last Airbender movie, Dale. I don't know what you're talking about.
Unless I was thinking of Toy Story 3. Which movie did I go and say? I can't remember.
Toy Story 3 was around Christmas.
Toy Story 3 released same weekend, and I know which movie I went and saw.
Great movie.
I'll let you decide which movie I went and saw. The Force Awakens is already the 22nd highest domestic grosser of all time. There you go. It pushed it past Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Finding Nemo, and Star Wars Episode 3. Okay.
Finding Nemo is a bit of a surprise.
Finding Nemo is a bit of a surprise that it only ever made $380 million in its run. Mind you, that's not adjusted for inflation.
That is true.
So, although that movie came out in 2004?
Something like that.
Something like that. No.
Was it really that longer?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, it would have been. It wouldn't have been. No. Would it be Finding Nemo? Finding Carter. When did Finding Carter come out? 2003. Sorry, nice. Not 2000. May 30, 2003.
Which, by the way, Finding Dory.
Oh, Finding Dory is coming out this year. I don't know.
It's going to be interesting.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm skeptical of Finding Dory.
I'm also, well, I mean, Ellen DeGeneres is great and all, but I don't know if a whole movie about Dory is going to be great.
Just keep swimming for 5 hours. Anyway, on Christmas Eve, The Force Awakens took in 13 times the amount of its closest rivals.
Nice.
Alone. Fox's Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip, even though, hey, spelled it wrong in the article here, so that's its technical name, with 2 million. At its 3,653 sides. Now, if you do the math on that one, it made $3 in a taco. And in its seventh day of release, and Paramount's The Big Short made 1.7 at its 1,585 theatres on its second day in wide release.
Did anyone really expect Alvin and the Chipmunks to...
It's garbage. It's garbage. I have not seen it. It's like at 6% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Doesn't it have like LMFAO in it or something like that?
Really?
I don't know, I swear I heard a... Like, I almost can confirm that I saw a video of LMFAO and Alvin and the Chipmunks. And it's like, the complete... Like, what demographic is that targeted at? Children's cartoons and LMFAO.
The fourth Alvin and the Chipmunks movie, and hopefully the last, even though they probably make seven more... Is that Disney's The Force Awakens, because they need to remind us that Disney owns Star Wars now. It's directed by J.J. Abrams and set 3 decades after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah,
fair enough. Daisy Ridley and John Boyega led a cast of newcomers to join the franchise, joining original trilogy stars Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and Carrie Fisher. So, yeah, I think you've seen the movie.
I most certainly have.
Okay, no spoilers here, please.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
So, we can do the out of 10 thing and not give anything away. You can do that. How many? Hang on. So, I need to get a clip up, because we do something here on the Chef Wonder Network and Geeko Networks. We have Tito scores. Actually, you haven't been informed of Tito scores, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so a Tito score is a 1 to 10 rate. It's a 0.5 to 10 rating.
Yeah.
So, and you can use whole trainees.
So, okay.
Go on.
I can't give something a 0 rating?
No, you cannot. Because you at least you have to have half a trainee.
Okay.
Yes, I have gotten in lots of shit for this, but I don't care because it's a joke that dates back like nearly 5 years now, so okay. I don't really care. So you can give something 0.5 up to 10. Yep. You can use half trainees, but if you use half a trainee, you must specify which half. So, and we have a theme for it. Here it is.
Look, I saw Dale's humongous.
So there's the theme for Tito's, which is Trannies in the Outback score. Your Trannies in the Outback score for Star Wars, please. Chris Lohman. Whoop.
You're lucky that's empty.
I am lucky that is empty. I got really excited. We're talking about Trannies in the Outback.
When I first saw it, it came out and my first... when I first spoke about it to someone, my rating was 7.5. But I think since then, it's probably gone up a bit.
So, 7.5. So,
I'd give it a solid 8.
You give it a solid... A solid 8, Trey.
Solid 8.
A solid 8 Tito's.
Yes.
Okay. I would ask you for reasons, but... Probably for
the peace prize. Let me try and be vague. Looks gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
It's got a bit of the same feel as the original.
Also, remember, by the way, I can cut your microphone off whenever I want to.
Excellent, but it's okay. Also your microphone.
Fair play.
So, yeah, it's got a very similar feel to the originals, and in the same way that the prequels mirror the original series... the way that one mirrors four and two mirrors five, this definitely mirrors one and four. So it's not a great leap forward in terms of creativity and uniqueness, but they do a lot of interesting things. The acting in general is pretty good. Harrison Ford owns it. He is excellent.
I have heard this, and it's not a... I don't think it's a spoiler. So I might spoil a movie I haven't seen yet, so get ready for this, gang. I hear it's Han Solo's movie.
You know, to a good extent, that's actually a good way of describing it. He's much more of a character than I expected him to be.
Mm.
I expected him to be a cameo, and then he just kind of ends up as a main character, or like one of the main characters. Or at least a very common supporting character. He was excellent in it, and yeah, Harrison Ford owned it. The new
set of characters,
the new main protagonist, I really like.
I'll get something up, and you can either nod or shake your head at this.
Okay.
Continue.
I'm really excited for the second one because I want to see what happens with new main protagonists. I wasn't the biggest fan of some of the characters. I just felt like they were not excellent. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Rey is excellent.
Whoops.
Rey is.
Oh, you weren't Rey. Hiding that. Okay, you weren't hiding her. Okay.
No, she's excellent. Okay. She's great. I really think they did a solid job with her. The other main protagonist, Finn, kind of eh.
Uh-huh.
Carrie Fisher still can't act, but that's okay because she was never meant to.
Spoilers, jeez.
Looks great.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, that's about it.
It looks good. I'll give you that. I haven't seen the movie. I need to see it.
Yeah, like, jeez. I was so skeptical going in. I think a lot of people were, but...
But I'm skeptical. I just haven't had time.
I wasn't blown away.
Okay.
But I was pleasantly surprised that it was good, very good.
Okay.
Might even go see it again. Which is a rare thing.
Would see it again. I don't. See, that's a thing though. I don't really go see movies twice.
Oh, neither, no.
The only movie. I haven't told you this. But the only movie I've seen twice
in theaters, or not just in general,
just in general.
Yeah,
I saw it when it came available online.
Mm.
Was for the 50 Shades of Grey movie.
Oh my god!
Only to laugh at it though.
That was a great movie. It was hilarious.
Which, by the way, that says a lot about a movie when you have a sex scene and all people can do is laugh and cheer.
During the sex scene, I was pretty much distracted by the cover of Crazy in Love. Oh, that was amazing. It wasn't on the soundtrack there. I was so disappointed.
Yeah. Damn you, Spotify. Anyway.
The only, like, I usually like watch movies on DVD occasionally, second time, but the only movie I've ever seen in theaters more than once was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Another movie with a great soundtrack. So.
Exactly. But no, I am planning to go see it at some point in the future.
You know how
I need to see it before Tuesday, though.
So. You know how Star Wars is kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
It successfully carries that through, and I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Okay. No, that's interesting.
So it's like they're faithful to the originals, but I'm not sure if that's necessarily a good thing.
Huh.
But I like it anyway. I really enjoy it.
There you go. Alrighty. Thank you for joining us, everyone, as we continue here on GLS. Two guys live from a lounge talk about road rules.
Live from the lounge.
I think we've been looking forward to this story a lot.
Yes, I have.
How many of these do you think we'll actually know? There's 15 of them. Let's take bets.
14.
15.
That's okay. 15. Excellent. Three.
Three?
Yes.
I'm predicting I might know more. Only because...
Charity re-gift burning.
Huh?
What was this one for?
The road rules.
Road rules. Oh, right. Yeah. I thought we were doing a different thing.
Sorry. Oh, no. How many road rules do you think you know?
What side of the road are we supposed to drive on again? I can't remember.
I think it's the center. I think we're meant to just go straight down the middle.
Yes. All right.
Saves confusion for everyone involved as we continue.
Safety first.
Safety last here on GLS. We run risks all day long. No matter the time of the day, no matter the time of the night. We're here to save you $330 and 3 demerit points. As we continue, it's 11:20.
May the force be with you.
On the road, actually.
Yeah.
No. Sorry. Found the most generic live show. This is the generic live show with Dale Campbell. Thank you for joining us here on a Saturday. Thanks for joining us. Didn't mean to actually turn that all the way down to zero. You gladly gave me that cue though, so you could stop singing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us here on a Saturday morning live from the couch. We've got the live studio audience. And let's hear it for the live studio audience, shall we? Should we turn their microphone on?
We should probably.
You know, we've had... Oh.
School's out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. On Saturday? I didn't think people went to school on Saturday.
I don't know.
And why is our live studio audience...
Maybe it's ringing like... a Sunday school on Saturday.
Why is Jay Wayne in our audience?
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
What? I don't understand. Jay Wayne in our live studio audience, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas. Happy Boxing Day. Happy Kwanzaa. I keep bringing that up. I keep bringing that up every single segment.
Yes, you do.
My mother will be proud. Oh, I've said that now. Whoops. She'll be proud of me doing the show. I mean... Really? Wow. That literally...
Feel the need for more chocolate.
Whoops. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, do you drive, Chris?
No,
I also, don't. Chris Lehman here, your friend of my... my friend and yours.
Also featuring the sound of a Dream Wrapper opening.
On the radio. Okay, cool. All good. Do you drive, though, actually, was the question.
No, I do not.
You do not?
I have, like, mostly for other people's safety.
the living the life of a talk show host. I don't drive either. I catch the bus everywhere. Gives me good stories, too.
Bus drivers are fascinating creatures.
Oh, yes. But do they know road rules?
That's a good one.
Yeah, the audience liked that one. I was going to say the applause liked that one. That wouldn't work, because that's what the live studio audience was doing. Anyway, 15 road rules you didn't know. So I'm going to quiz you. Do you know these road rules? One, did you know it's illegal to creep forward through a red light to let an emergency vehicle go through gridlock traffic?
No.
I did not know that either. Actually, I did not know that. I thought you have to get... You have to let emergency vehicles through at all times.
And then, like, what they've also got written there is pretty sensible. You probably won't get booked for that because that's, like... You're doing the right thing, and any reasonable cop will say, yeah, that's the right thing.
But you also get red light cameras.
Yeah, at which point you contest it and say, I was making way for an ambulance or whatever.
This is true.
And they're pretty reasonable about that.
Yeah, it's just... I would imagine. And you probably have to go to traffic court and protest, and that's the thing.
Just shooty. Is there an Australian Judge Judy?
Probably. I wouldn't put it past... I wouldn't put it...
You should start one. Judge Dale.
Judge Dale. Llama tested. Dale approved. That's a free show joke. It's an offence... Number two, it's an offence to run an orange light if the police deem you had enough time to stop safely.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ding. Should we play ding and noises? I don't think I have any. No. No, I don't have any. But and also 3 demerit points and $25 is the fine on that one.
Price on a bike.
Straya, calm down. It's not worth running a light just because you got stopped at the next one. Running a light is I don't know why all police officers sound like that. Running a light is especially dangerous because it puts you on the direct course with someone else's driver's door at speed. It is illegal for a driver to operate a mobile phone other than to make a call.
In a Macca's
drive-through and similar driveways, because it is still a road by definition, and technically it's a lane of traffic.
Huh.
I know half of that.
That's fascinating.
So you can make a call, but you can't talk on the phone.
And
in a Macca's drive-thru, I didn't know that. So the police just sitting in Macca's drive-thrus now?
Well, no, it's just Santa knows, man.
He knows when you're sleeping, so he'll probably know
if you are speeding.
He knows
if you are drunk.
He knows if you've been talking on the phone. That doesn't rhyme. We all know littering is illegal. But did you know that... That includes apricots and banana peels.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from danger of encouraging animals to roadside to eat the scraps, the fine for littering is...
Dearer.
Thank you. I was going to say dearer. From a moving car in some states.
Mm-hmm.
New South Wales recently increased it from 220 to 250. In Queensland, it is $353 and 2 demerit points.
And that is... The official name for that is dropping injurious matter on a road.
That is awesome.
That is excellent.
Injurious matter. Did you know that one, by the way? Did you know the...
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know...
I didn't know the Macca's drive-thru one.
Did you know the littering one?
Yes.
I didn't know the littering one, too. Do not toot or wave goodbye to your friends and family. That's two tickets. Huh?
What?
That's two tickets. One, improper use of a horn, which I didn't know.
Yeah.
And another for...
Limb protrude.
I was more going to go for a joke that I can't say live on this show. I can say on other shows.
Yeah.
Where the fine in New South Wales, where the penalties is an offence... which most offences are highest. The fine is $319 and 3 demerit points for the driver and 319 for the passenger. I knew the horn one. Didn't know the waving of friends.
Yeah, no. Well, I know you're not supposed to stick your arms inside a car.
Like, this is true.
A moving vehicle, but...
As long as you keep them inside the car.
Mm.
Number six, don't forget to re-register your trailer. That trip to the tip could cost you up to $637 if unregistered.
Really? Even if you're going just the tip?
Just to the tip.
Yeah.
You gotta go to the tip. Then you gotta tip all the tip tips. It's a really bad joke. I knew that one. Did you know that?
I mean, yeah, I knew you had to have it registered, so.
This is true. And trailer registration in most states is less than $100.
Nice. That's significantly less than the $637.
So is it on a is it on a Boxing Day sale? Bad joke. It's illegal to ride illegal for a bike rack to obscure your car's number plate. On a car.
Yeah.
And you put a bike rack and the wheels kind of dangle down a bit. Phrasing. Dangle down a little bit. They may cover your plate. $425 and 3 demerit points in New South Wales.
That's a bit.
Victoria, there's also a fine for having a bike rack fitted when it is not carrying bicycles.
See, I like the first one's kind of obvious because you're obscuring a number plate, but wow, I didn't know about the...
The second one, the bike rack. It's
kind of fascinating.
Yeah. This next one is kind of obvious.
Yeah.
Driving with drugs in your system is illegal in all states and territories, but did you know, aside from a possible license suspension, in Victoria you can insure 10 demerit points, so there goes your license anyway, and a $455 fine. So when you're eventually back on the road, you'll have to be on your best behavior for another 3 years with a fine of just 2 or more demerit points pushing you over the limit.
That's fascinating. That's really clever, though.
That is like really clever.
Their way of saying, you fucked up.
We're not going to take your license off you.
Sorry for swearing, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Yep, go on.
And we're gonna take your license away now.
Yeah.
And we're going to make sure that you're on your best behavior for the second.
Well, they didn't necessarily, they're not, yeah, with the 10 demerit points, they're not taking their license off you, they're forcing you to go do behavior.
Well, it's also a possible license suspension, so.
That's true. Number 9, making an unsafe U-turn or even attempting to make an unsafe U-turn. Even if it is legal over broken lines. I did know that. We have to go commercial, whoops. 10, opening a car door and accidentally hitting a cyclist or a pedestrian.
Okay, so that's really interesting, because it's accidentally hitting a cyclist or pedestrian. So if you do it intentionally, does that mean there's no fine?
You have a really serious injured pedestrian or cyclist either way. Number 11, in a certain situation, it is legal to cross an unbroken line. If there is an obstruction such as roadworks or cyclists. When trying to pass a cyclist on a narrow road, police advise you wait until the clear visibility of the road ahead and give them plenty of room to pass. 12, cutting in too early and overtaking car is a ticket. Of course it is, I knew that one.
Yep.
It is illegal for the front passenger to recline his or her seat. If the seatbelt doesn't fit across their body tightly. That's a hyphen, not a full stop.
Yeah.
If it doesn't fit across their body tightly. It's the same ticket for not wearing one at all, which I didn't know.
Yeah. Because
the wording is improper fit of a seat belt. Driving past a handheld stop sign at roadworks. And 15. Out there and your favourite. Although some people are still surprised when we tell them it's okay to drive barefoot.
In fact, please think it's a good idea.
Exactly. So there's 15 road rules that you did not know. Now you've been informed of common sense.
We knew about half of them, I think.
I think so. I think we did pretty well. Yeah. Considering Captain Obvious told me that, you know, half of them are common sense.
Yes.
They have to say that anyway. So we continue here on the generic live show. The internet's a thing, allegedly.
I don't believe you.
Lies, and slander. Well, yeah, because we have something that we're working on here in this country that is way behind the times.
Just a little.
So we continue. Also, I have not heard Chris's perspective on this, so this will be interesting. Yes, it would not be a GLS without an NBN story. As we continue, it's 11:37. Whatever the time of day, whatever the time of the night, we're here to serve you a big dose of genericness with your host, Dale Campbell. Thank you for joining us here on a Saturday... October, the block of chocolates. It's always something when we come into the bumper stuff. It's me dying, you just knocking over the block of chocolates. And thank you for joining us here on a Saturday post-Christmas, although it is Christmas season. It's the season to be jolly as the planes are now landing.
I hear it's also Kwanzaa.
It's I hear that you're Chris Lohman, my friend, and yours.
That I'm definitely my own friend, yes. Yes, and I'm also enjoying this music. That's pretty excellent.
Rush Coil, 8-Bit Christmas. Thank you so much, Rush Coil, for providing your 8-Bit Christmas music. We were going to use it last week, but...
You really should have. Then I wouldn't have known about it at Christmas time.
Yeah!
When it was acceptable to listen to Christmas music.
Well, it would have been a simply wonderful Christmas time.
Would have been magical.
Ding dong. Meanwhile... Let's cross live to our live studio audience, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
I told them to turn their phones off.
Oh, God, I hate them when they do that.
Why do they not turn their phones off?
Some people.
Anyway, it's not as bad as the eagle going into the fan.
That is true.
Yeah. But anyway, so... NBN.
Yes.
You know, I... Not forced you to be on the show. I invited you on the show.
Yes.
Heavily convinced you to be on the show. Because it's fun.
There may or may not have been bribery and...
And...
threats involved.
Yes. Well, you're here anyway. Yes. So, there's that.
Totally on my own volition.
Totally on your own... Exactly. But it wouldn't be a generic live show without an NBN story.
Yes.
I think we've had an NBN story on this show for like 2 months. Every single episode.
Nice.
It says a lot to talk about, you know, how, you know...
But it's pretty much the same thing every time about how nothing has changed.
Well, sort of. How they're changing copper suppliers and how they're using the Optus network and how it's going to change in the next election cycle. That was a good article. But now, and we're coming into the new year, so Happy New Year if, you know... There will be another show. There'll be a show next week, but Happy New Year... if we don't hear from you again. But they've made some predictions for 2016.
Yep.
GDP, our gross domestic product, which shows the world how we're doing, where we sit, basically.
Yep.
The internet economy is a new kind of, and it was new this year, kind of a new kind of brand, like kind of a, not brand, but a new subcategory. That's what I was thinking, looking for. A new subcategory in the fact that, you know, business is done, so therefore there's money that's being made there, and that has to account for it, you know, the whole income of the country. They've made predictions for the GDP in 2016. 3.7% of our gross domestic product will be on the internet. 3.7%. The US...
Yep.
Is predicted to have 5.4%.
Yep.
And Great Britain is expected to have 12.4%.
That one's actually quite surprising.
That one is actually surprising because I would never have... I thought the other way around.
Yeah, I would
have
said as well.
Yeah, when I first saw this article that I read this morning, I went... Other way around. I thought that US would be 12.4% and you know, Great Britain would be Yeah, the numbers would be reversed. I don't know which one I said first, so that's not going to...
And when I first saw this article about 3 minutes ago, I thought pretty much the same thing.
Anyway, so in this article, we're not talking too much about this article because it's kind of very technical and very rambly.
Well, I hear rambly is kind of your shtick.
It is kind of my stick, but it's like, and I'm willing to admit that, I really am, but they talk about stories in those other countries that are happening at the moment.
Yeah.
In saying that, it was, I don't know where I was going with that sentence, so I'm going to start an entire sentence, a new sentence.
I agree, yes.
So, at present, though, this person who wrote this article was Sam Wills at the Sydney Morning Herald. He talks about working remotely,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
How he works remotely in Britain.
Yeah.
And in the past week, he's, you know, gone, you know, worked with people in Boston and New York and Washington, London, Oxford. Acrylla, I don't even know where Acrylla is. All through Skype.
Acra?
Sorry. Acrylla? That's you're putting your Christmas hat on.
Yes. Ho, ho, ho.
I don't know why I just did that for audio listeners. All through Skype, but he's had to do it all through audio.
Okay.
Now, by the time the NBN arrives in 2952...
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right, doesn't it? Do you think my timeline's about right on that one? Yeah. We'll have seamless HD video. Mm. But his colleagues over there were using video to him, but he couldn't use video back.
Mm.
Which is alarming. Well, not alarming. It's just, it's strange to me that people would, you know, still use audio in this ultra-connective world.
Thoughts. People would only use audio to communicate things.
No. Yeah, like, yeah. Like, in 2015, to be 2016, at the end of this week.
What are we doing right now, Dale?
There's no video, though.
Exactly.
We're both on the living room couch producing a podcast for people to consume in audio format.
At least half of us are wearing pants.
That's right. We're nearly towards the end of the last hour, and I forgot to bring this up. Yes, you are living the podcaster's dream and not wearing pants while recording a show.
It's pretty excellent.
Which is why you sound more relaxed.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you're relaxed, you know, from the
waist down.
Like, I had to measure that on my own body first.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
Tis the season.
Tis the season for that. But what's your thoughts on the NBN as a whole?
Well, as someone who had the pleasure of living in a house where they had NBN, it is beautiful.
Mm.
It is majestic. It's like, yeah, it's pretty excellent. Now that I've moved to an area without the NBN, I can see how much of a shoddy job they're kind of doing. It's not necessarily that they're doing a bad job. It's just that it's
badly infrastructurally rolled out.
Maybe it's pretty poorly organized. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't profess to know a great deal about what they're doing there, but
I don't have the NBN here, obviously.
Mm.
Clearly.
I think we're in a green zone, so we're like getting it installed, you know, like a year, six months to a year or something like that.
But I have used the analogy on this show that the NBN is exactly like a community of making a community of breastfeeding mothers all switch to formulas. Ironic that 2 weeks after I used that analogy, the supermarket shelves were stripped of baby formula and sent to China. But yes...
Good timing.
But yeah, it's kind of like that. Snap the fingers, forcing them to change it.
Hmm.
There's a lot more behind that than what meets the eye, and there's a lot more behind the NBN than what I think the politicians are giving it credit for.
It's quite a, from what I can see, quite a complicated thing that they're trying to do in not a great deal of time. Like, they've, I think they've tried to rush things.
Exactly.
And even though we make fun of it for taking so long to happen,
2952, I think, was the latest estimate.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty reasonable estimate. But I think if they came out from the beginning and said, you know, it will take us like 10 years to get this set up or something like that, instead of like to have it even like remotely rolled out, and instead of the, what was the prediction they came out with?
Oh, 2952.
What was the actual prediction?
2019? 2018? Does that sound right?
Which is like ridiculously soon.
I like it. No, the actual one day. The actual prediction.
I would rather them take a long time to do it properly than do a rush job.
Exactly.
Just to, you know,
just
to garner some
political tabs, and that's really distracting. As we continue here on GLS, well, we are going to be rounding out the Christmas season.
Yes.
With some of the best.
Tis no longer the season.
Tis no longer the season after we declare it.
Yes.
All right. As we continue here on GLS, it's 11:52.
From all of us here at the Generic Live Show, this is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thank you for joining us here on a Saturday. Live studio audience was distracting me. What can I say? Merry Christmas from here at GLS. Chris Lehman's hanging out with me here today on the show. Thank you for hanging out with me today. It's been fun.
Thank you for having me, and happy Kwanzaa to everybody out there.
Again, my mother would be proud. Thank you to the live studio audience who have been here through thick and thin. I mean, you guys...
They are the best.
Give yourself a round of applause. The girl is still screaming, though. We do appreciate... She's still using the tip jar. we do appreciate...
Just the tip jar?
Just... And probably the contents of that tip jar.
True.
This is right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. This has been a very, very special GLS Christmas.
Yes, it has.
But you know what makes a special Christmas?
Pudding.
Made of nougat?
Yes.
150 grams.
And also terrible presents.
What?
Nothing.
Huh. Again, you're welcome. You have four gifts instead of one.
Thank you.
I gave it to you as one gift. Now you can separate that one gift into four pieces without actually technically breaking it.
It's amazing.
Please don't break it.
So considerate.
It cost me so little money. I didn't say that out loud, did I? I said the loud part quiet and the quiet part loud, I think. But Christmas music...
Yes.
...is probably one of the best things to ever happen to Christmas. Christmas carols.
Some of them, yeah.
Which I found out that most, this season, that most of the traditional Christmas songs were actually written by Jews.
Huh.
Like Silent Night, and that sort of thing.
Hmm.
They celebrate Hanukkah, not Kwanzaa. They don't celebrate Kwanzaa, Dale. But yes, I can't pipe these through to the recording, but I can play them to you. And I can get your live reactions.
I didn't know there was an Ariana Grande one.
So here is Slade with Merry Christmas Everyone, which makes the list of up there in the worst Christmas songs. And it's not playing.
I've heard it, don't worry.
That you've heard it? Okay.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating.
The... What?
Pogues?
Pogues featuring Christy McCall, Fairy Tale in New York. Well, it's actually playing this time. You can hear it in your ears.
I can hear it in my ears.
You can hear it in your ear holes. Why are they walking into a police station?
Oh. That's
Also, Ariana Grande put out a new album this season.
That's a voice made for sign language.
So, this is from her...
That is the best name!
This is her album is...
Oh, keep going.
Her album is... Do you want me to keep playing it?
Yes.
Okay. Her album is... Christmas and Chill.
Really?
Yes.
That's the 2015's,
best thing I've ever heard. 2015's Ariana Grande's Christmas and Chill. I like how it flashes, too, as well.
With this Christmas. This is great. It's actually not bad. Better than the first two.
It's better than the first. Definitely. I have not heard this Christmas and Chill album. I'm putting it in my collection for next year, though.
Nice.
So it came out late this season. So, Christmas and Chill by Ariana Grande. We've only got a minute left here. So, Kylie Minogue's 100 Degrees.
Oh, God. And Kylie and Danny Minogue.
Kylie and Danny Minogue. And they're holding hands. That's really strange.
That's not bad.
It's not a bad song. I've heard that one. Macy Gray, All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah, I know this one.
Ricky Martin's AA, It's Christmas.
It's still playing, by the way.
Gloria, you're welcome. Gloria Estefan's Love.
Estefan.
Love on the Layaway. Lady Gaga, Christmas Tree. I'm confused. The Killers, Don't Shoot Me, Santa is awful.
It's excellent.
John Denver, Please Daddy, Don't Get Drunk This
That's
Christmas.
Also great.
Sydney Lauper, Christmas Conga.
There's another one that I think it was Sydney Lauper did with The Hives.
I can't remember that one.
I'll have to look that up. I think I'll play it for you later.
Thanks, yeah.
It was my Christmas song 1 year.
But no, thank you everyone for joining us. We will be here next week as well. Please, again, thank you for being with us. Thank you, Chris, for being with us.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us. 12:01.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Listening to a radio program provided by the Chef Wonder Media Network. For this and other shows, visit chefwonder.squarespace.com. For more radio programs like this one. Copyright 2015. Ah, see? 2015.
Copyright 2015. Geek.io. Geek. Geek. Geek.